As we all know, the Iron Man is coming to Yall on June the 23rd. And to give us an update on how it's all coming together, I'm delighted to welcome into the studio the course director and chairperson of the local organising committee. With Iron Man, it's John Innes. John, good afternoon.
Thanks very much for having me. Good to be here.
Well, listen, we're delighted to have you. I'll turn on the right mic there now. Yep, we have you. Delighted to welcome you in. How are the plans coming together?
Very good. It's getting busy now, as you'd expect, for within 20 weeks of the event at this stage. So it won't be long passing. Hopefully the weather will pick up now nicely for us and we'll get a nice spring out of it so our athletes can get their training done. By and large, at the event end of things, we're cut and dried. We've got everything pretty much signed off at this stage. We've got all the routes up there on the Ironman website for anybody who's coming to the event and wants to train for it and see what's what in town when they get here. Accommodation-wise, we have a steady flow of traffic all the time through the website there for that, and we're getting all our athletes as close as possible to the event as we can. We've got athletes spread from, I suppose, beyond Kinsale in the west over to beyond Waterford on the other side, and on the day there'll be a massive operation to bring them all to Yall for the event, and they'll be here on the Saturday as well.
It's a huge scoop, John, for Yall in particular. You know, for Ireland, but for Yall in particular, to get the Ironman triathlon. I mean, we normally hear about it taking place in places as far afield as Zurich and places like that, but now it's coming to you all. We're going to have it for 3 years, I believe.
There's 43 Ironman, full-distance Ironman events around the world at the moment on the calendar, and you all is one of them, yeah. We're up there with places like Barcelona. We're up there with Kailua Kona in Hawaii, where the World Championships take place. We're Brazil. We're seriously on bat. We're boxing above our weight on the world stage for next summer when Ironman comes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that there's a points table for the athletes. I mean, they compete in all these Ironman triathlons around the world to get to the, you know, as top or as high on the points list as they can. So this is where you all really...
Yeah, it's not really a point system. The professional athletes will generally all qualify for Kona anyway, based on their times, their qualifying times. The nice thing about Ironman is it's an inclusive sport, so you don't have to be a pro to get to the World Championships. All the age groups, the age group athletes or age groupers as we call them in the game, they will qualify. 40 people from the event in Yall will go to Kona next year, and that will be decided based on their race times on the day here in Yall when the race is over next year. We look at the age groups and the slots and corners, they're called, are allocated prorated the number of people in each age group. So if you've, it's done by the percentages of the age group attendance, if you like, at the event, and that's the way that the slots are broken down, male and female. And on the Monday morning after the race, there'll be an award ceremony, and once the first prizes and second prizes and third prizes are given out to the pros, they do what's called the corner roll down, and that's where they award these slots to. You have to be in the room. You have to be ready to say yes or no that you want to travel to Kona, but that's how you get to Kona. You train hard and you perform well.
And for anybody that doesn't quite understand what's involved in an Ironman triathlon, let me put it to you this way. There's a 3.8 kilometre sea swim. Easy, not. And that'll be starting at the Sandy Claycastle Beach, right the way around into Yall Bay, am I right?
No, it stays on the beach.
It'll stay on the beach.
It's a triangular course. It's an inverted triangle off of the beach there, right in front of the apex of Claycastle Hill. Swimmers will be staged on the beach in preparation for going into the water. And then as soon as 6:30 comes, the pros will be let loose, followed by the female pros. And straight away after those, then the age groupers, 2,500 of them, will hit the water.
2,500?
Six at a time, every 3 seconds. And we'll have the whole lot of them hopefully in the water in about 14 minutes. They'll do two laps of a triangle, which takes in obviously the beach there. It's ideal for spectators. It's an absolutely super venue for sound and everything else, because there'll be an atmosphere out there from 5 o'clock in the morning. It'll be amazing. We would see the first swimmer coming out of the water somewhere, I would think, about 8 o'clock. They'll then get on their bike and head off out on the bike route, which takes them around the roads of East Cork, followed by the other 2,500 athletes as the day goes on.
180-kilometre bike course along the undulating coastal roads. Now, the one thing that struck me about that, and I was looking at the map for the cycle in particular, me being an avid driver, I would be aware of some of the pitfalls, or should we say the potholes, along the way. You know, are you getting the cooperation from Cork County Council and other vested interests to make sure that our roads are properly, how would I say, surfaced?
It's even better than cooperation. From the very, very beginning, this event couldn't take place if we didn't have Cork County Council on board. Cork County Council recognise how big Ironman is, and from the very, very first time we sat down and met with them, they really, really wanted it. They really want to engage with it because they know, they've said themselves, look, when you go beyond the roundabout in Middleton, East Cork tends to feel forgotten. And Ironman is in one way, it's providing a solution to that. They're the main sponsors for the event. They're the partners with Ironman for the event. They're putting the cash up on the table to make this happen. Equally, they realise that they're going to be bringing not only the 2,500 athletes to town for the weekend. Those athletes are already here. If you talk to any of the businesses that do the coffees and do the lunches and the breakfasts, they'll tell you that they're getting fleets and swarms of cyclists in their doors every weekend. That's just the weekends. Midweek at the moment, I think if you sit in Windmill Hill for 20 minutes of a day and watch, you will see people on their bikes. There's only one reason why they're going up there on a bike, and that's because they're practicing for Ironman. It's only just starting to take hold. I mean, by this time next year, we'll really realise the full impact of Ironman. But Cork County Council do. They understand it and they recognise it. They've committed to making this event as big as it can possibly be and as good as it possibly can be.
Yes, and of course,
we have it for 3 years. And there are parts of the course that we've identified as part of the team from Ironman's side putting together the event, putting together the routes. We've identified the Cork County Council, the areas where we have concerns, and they have a plan to put those areas right for us before the event. It would make no sense to go out there fixing potholes this time of the year. We're facing into a storm tonight. We've had our icy patch there last week. Hopefully that's the last of those. But I would take my hat off to Cork County Council for what they've come to, brought to the party and continue to come to the party with so far.
No, well said, and it has to be said. And for anybody that thinks then that that's the cycle is out of the way and that's it, you can go home. No, lads.
You've only a little run to do there.
It was only a short little run. It's like a marathon.
It's only a marathon. Yeah, it's not only, there's no such thing as only a marathon, is there? I think what's nice about an Ironman run, and we don't like to call it a marathon, it's a marathon and distance only, and that's where that relationship ends.
And you'll be doing this, John, obviously.
I've done them before. I won't be doing this one. Being at the organising side of things, I won't be allowed to get on that side of the fence. But I know what an Ironman run is, and it's not a marathon. It's a marathon in distance only.
It's a run of attrition, obviously.
It is. It depends how you set yourself up in your nutrition, how the weather goes on the day can make a huge difference to how you perform as the day goes on. Because if it's a colder day than you expect, or if you get something wrong,
or if the seas are choppy during the swim and you have to use more energy,
It's a whole balancing act, and it's hours and hours of training and testing and training and retesting. Seeing what works for you and seeing what doesn't. For some people, they will survive on sports gels. For some people, they'll be eating sandwiches and crisps going around that course just to get the calories in. To do an Ironman burns about 10,000 calories.
Eating a good steak when I'm watching them.
Well, you tell you what, they'll be looking for a good steak afterwards, so leave some for the rest of us.
John, I'm conscious that time is against us, unfortunately. I will have you in again, but I just want to touch on one thing. This is huge for y'all. And it's huge for East Cork, West Waterford. It's huge for Ireland. I mean, the world's media, the sporting media will be here. Are the people in the communities, are they really buying into this?
I would say better again than buying into it. They're really 110% behind it. We haven't heard negativity. We've been asked the question about the roads, and even the athletes and the Facebook channels that we see, they mention the roads and they know that the roads are going to be ready. We've explained to them that they will. Locals, communities, clubs are fully engaged. We've got clubs sitting primed and ready with volunteers to actually manage the race and look after the marshalling. There's over 600 marshals going to be needed for the race. On top of that, there'll be contracted in road traffic management companies plus Gardaí. Everybody so far has 100% and 110%, as I said, grasped the whole thing and got behind it. It's a brilliant feeling, and it's brilliant to see, because the people of East Cork really do come together when something big is happening.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're really taking it to a whole new level for this.
And I suppose to follow on from that, I mean, this is going to be a family occasion as well for everybody to come out. There'll be a carnival atmosphere, I would imagine.
Yeah, again, Cork County Council came to the party on that one. They've appointed an events coordinator to manage the stuff that happens outside of the main event. I'm involved with the main event and in relating that information to the community and involving marshals and volunteers. But beside that, we acknowledge that we won't have enough of tables and you all to feed what we're expecting, somewhere between 10 and 15,000 people here in on top of the community for the weekend of the event. It's a huge family thing. I mean, all those people competing in the event will have their families here with them. They need to be fed and watered. We don't have the space to do it effectively in restaurants and hotels around the area. So Cork County Council, in partnership with the local businesses, they've come up with a plan that brings in a food and crafts fair into the town in various locations key to the Ironman, fitting in around the Ironman event. So no matter where you are, you're never within more than two minutes walk of a coffee or something to eat while your athlete is out there performing. And again, when you're finished in the evening, there's somewhere for you to go, grab a bite to eat, and there's somewhere for you hopefully to stay for the night.
And I suppose the most important thing to say is the welcome that people are going to get here is going to be just huge.
We're getting it already, feedback-wise, really. It's huge. It's nothing but positive, and I'm delighted because we're getting feedback from athletes who are coming in from, at the moment, the vast majority of them coming to town are coming from other towns and other clubs in Ireland. We've had a few in from the UK. I've met people from New Zealand just before Christmas out on the beach one morning. They've driven down for a look because they're taking part and they're coming back in March to actually go out and test the route.
And I've had contacts from people in America who are thinking of coming over.
The feedback we're getting is that people are being nothing but made feel welcome. I have to tell you a quick story. A couple of athletes making their way through Dungourney one day, a couple of months back, just before Christmas.
Is this like a Paddy the Englishman, Irishman?
No, this is absolutely a true story. The shop, they went to stop at the shop for to grab a bite to eat or grab a Mars bar or something like that, but the shop was closed. And the woman who lives next door to the shop brought them in, made them tea and sandwiches in her own house, in her kitchen. And they wrote about it on Facebook. I mean, that's
fantastic.
That's what we want, and that's what will happen here for the event. Cade Milafalta, and it is really that. What will separate Ironman Ireland from the other Ironman events. They used to get welcome no matter where you go. In some cities, Ironman tends to be dissolved into the, there's other stuff going on as well over the weekend. And like in Barcelona, it's just another event on the waterfront as far as people there see it. But when you go to a town like y'all, very, very similar to what happened back in Tenby 10 years ago when Ironman came there. Tenby was a town on its knees, and Ironman now has turned it into a roaring success of a town. It's a beautiful place to go, and not only has the Ironman event, but there's other events as well. I mean, sports tourism is a coming thing, and luckily y'all is at the front end of that now.
Well, I'm of an age, and I need to wrap up this interview, but I can go back to 1991 when the Cuddy Sark Tall Ships Race came into Cork, and particularly into Cove, and the onslaught of people, of visitors that travelled from all over the world to see these wonderful, majestic sailboats. I think Ironman is going to be bigger, but I think it's going to be equally as special here in Yall, and it's going to put Yall firmly on the map, not just for that weekend, but it's the viewing public,
yep,
and the media. They're going to see East Cork, Yall and its environs being put firmly on the map. And guys, this is going to be here for 3 years. So, you know, we might come across a couple of hiccups along the way the first year. We'll get them sorted the second year, but we won't have too many hiccups.
Both sides of the conversation fully accept that it's not going to be perfect in year one. And it's the reason why Ironman do a 3-year test, because we're going to have to change routes. I can already tell you there's ideas for changing the routes for year two. And they're not major changes, they're just subtle changes. But we do have to make them. One of the routes we would love to do this year is to get all the way around East Ferry, but because there's works to go in there during the summer, that road won't be available.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that to me, and I used to drive down around Murph's, and I was thinking, it's hard enough to drive.
It's on the agenda. Yeah. It will be, hopefully, if the road is ready for us in year two, we will be in there in year two. That's just one. There's a whole load of other stuff that we're going to do in year two that we're not going to do in year one. We're hoping to bring an Iron Kids event, which means we will have between 2,000 and 3,000 children racing short races around town and through the actual Ironman finish line on the day before the race. It runs in other venues and it sells out in about an hour online. The minute it goes on sale, it's whack, it's gone out the door. Hugely popular, great crack. That's another one we're going to add in. If I could just quickly take 2 seconds to say that we only announced it this afternoon. We have been anxious to get this one to come together, and we finally have a date and a time for it. A public information evening in the Town Hall in the Mall Arts Centre. We're looking at the 20th of February at 6:30 in the evening. I know it's early, but it ties in with businesses closing and people between kind of getting home from work and going to whatever they're going to next. It'll be an hour long. I'll have some people from Ironman. We'll have Cork County Council represented there. The Gardaí will be there. We will plan to present the event to the public, as much information as we can get to them. If they have questions and answers, we'll do our very best to answer them. We won't have all the answers because we don't have them, but it's the first of many public meetings. And like that, if I could just thank you for your time and thank you for the opportunity.
Listen, John,
to say that.
I know I'm after running way over time. We run past the ad breaks, but sure, look, who cares? We can get back to them. We'll certainly get that information out about the public information evening. We'll get that out on all our shows over the next couple of weeks. And John, I will look forward to having you back in on Drive Time again to have regular updates.
Pleasure.
Because I think it's an exciting time for the community of Yall and the wider community of East Cork, West Waterford and beyond. John, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.